food science is the study of food and how it affects our health. It combines several disciplines, including chemistry, biochemistry, nutrition, microbiology, and engineering, to solve problems associated with the food system. Food science looks at the basic chemical components of food and tries to understand how they are affected by various preserving and processing techniques, such as freezing, drying, pasteurizing, dehydrating, and canning. It then looks at how all of this affects our health, with a focus on nutrition. As a gardener, you have a special connection with food science. You not only care about the food you buy, but also the food you grow. In fact, many of you are growing food to ensure that you have access to the most nutritious food possible. This book bridges the divide between nutrition and gardening. It will provide the background needed to fully understand the nutritional value of food, and then show you how your activities in the garden and the kitchen can improve the quality of your food. Why do we eat? On a very basic level, we eat because we are hungry. But why are we hungry? After a meal, our gastrointestinal tract slowly empties by pushing food through the stomach, then the small intestine, and finally the large intestine. This process is regulated by hormones that also cause the rumbling in our stomach and the activation of specific neurons in our brain, signaling us that it's time to eat again. The digestion process takes about 2 hours, which explains why we crave a snack between meals. Appetite is simply the desire to eat. It can be due to hunger, but many times it has other causes, such as feeling stressed, upset, bored, or being exposed to food that looks or smells delicious. How do you tell if it is hunger or appetite? Select a healthy food you don't hate but don't particularly enjoy. If you eat it, you were probably hungry. We also eat for pleasure. Nobody needs a glass of wine or a chocolate brownie after dinner. We eat these because we enjoy them. Since we have a huge selection of different food sources and many ways to prepare them, we also tend to eat things we like. We eat with our eyes. How food looks is almost as important as how it tastes. But taste is critical, and we use it to make food choices. Broccoli looks great and is good for you, but you only eat it if you like the taste, or if your mother makes you eat it. Our taste preferences are present when we are born. And even babies prefer sweets and fats. As babies mature, they develop a palate for other flavors. Studies have shown that children who are exposed to a wide variety of food are more likely to enjoy a wide range of flavors as adults. On a biological level, we eat to stay alive. Our body needs a continuous supply of nutrients in order to function and to provide enough energy to carry out all of our internal processes. Our bodies are like factories. We need a constant supply of raw materials, the nutrients, that get turned into products such as hair, skin, blood cells, antibodies, and proteins. Factories also need a source of energy to make everything happen, and our bodies are no different. A healthy diet includes all of the required nutrients and a good energy supply, but there is another aspect to consider. A diet is only healthy if it also excludes harmful elements, such as carcinogens and toxic chemicals. Understanding these aspects of food is critical for gardeners, since their actions in the garden directly affect the contents of food.